You're listening to the D.A. Thompson Podcast. Today's Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by D.A. Productions, an independent label, production, and publishing company promoting independent perspectives. Today's podcast is My Two Cents Under 2 Minutes. Wake up, I see the confess. It was John Ruskin who said, "Every great man is always being helped by everybody, for his gift is to get good out of all things and all persons." Why is it that we will do almost anything before we will ask for help? We will suffer the most ridiculous of circumstances, emotion, isolation, and frustration, because we refuse to say three small words: "Please help me." But it goes beyond just that simple phrase, doesn't it? It's a realization, an understanding. It really has nothing to do with asking for help. It has to do with an awareness, a recognition that there is no such thing as going it alone, that isolation is unnatural, that by not asking for help, you are working against the natural order of things. Consider one little finger on your hand. It's pretty insignificant in and of itself, right? But with the aid of the arm, the circulatory system, the nervous system, emotion, intention, and thought, it can pen words that can overthrow a civilization. What if that finger decided one day to try and do it all alone? What if it just decided to never ask for assistance from the arm? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? It's not going to be able to do much at all. So why do we often hesitate to turn to other people around us and ask for help? Why is it that we think we are able to do everything on our own? And there is another side to the equation, isn't there? The arm can't do a whole lot without the finger, either, can it? It needs the finger to provide dexterity. And in the same way, when we ask for others to help, we enable them to become something greater than they are on their own. We provide them with an extension of skill, humanity, and effectiveness. Chances are, when you ask for help, you will not be the only one being aided. This is D.A. Thompson, expanding restrained horizons by mind, mouth, and music. Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.